Hey, the fastest way to make more money in your business is to raise your gross profit. That's why I want you to go grab our 50% profit tool for you. It's free. Just go to the link below and grab it. And on your very next project, you will make more money if you do what we tell you to do on there. And you'll be just like the other tens of thousands of other contractors who are using this tool right now to change their financial future. Grab it now. Let's go. Fighters, are you still wondering if it's possible for you to sell your work at a 50% gross profit in your area? I have been banging this drum here in the contractor fight for pretty close to 8, 9, 10 years, something like that. And one of the most common things that I hear is you can't get a 50% in my area, Tom. There's no way I could sell the project, you know, for 50 grand in my area like the guy across the country is. And he's got special circumstances in his favor. All right. So listen, I want to spell some things out for you guys here today. And I want to invite you to stick around to the end because I have a tool to help you price your jobs at a 50% gross profit that you're not going to want to miss. All right. So you'll have a chance to grab that for free here in a bit. So I want to first define gross profit. Let's say you sell a job for 10,000 bucks and it costs you $7,000 to produce it. You got $3,000 left. That $3,000 in this case is a 30% gross profit. That's what you have left to pay the bills in your business, the overhead of your business. You know, other people have defined gross profit, that $3,000 or whatever's left over, as your real income to run the business. So we're on the same page with that. I want to dig into why it is possible for you to charge 50% gross profit or more for the work that you're doing in your area. First thing to understand here, guys, is that costs of living are different in different regions of the country. All right, so I'm going to give you a little math example here to show you. So if I live in New York City, and let's talk painting contractor. This is my old world as a painting contractor. All right, if I live in New York City and I'm a painter, the average hourly wage in right now, I just Googled it, all right, for a painter in New York City is $31.70 an hour, okay? Because they have to pay that much because it costs more to live in New York City. Shit costs more in certain regions of the country, all right? So that painter who's being paid an average of $31, $32 an hour, if you have a job, and we'll do some math here for you, if you got a 24-hour man-hour job, times 3177, that comes out to a labor cost of $763. That's what it's costing you to paint the rooms, all right? Three guys for a day, 24 man hours, whatever, you figure it out. On the other side, you got Boise, Idaho over here. The average wage for a painter right now in Boise is $19.19 an hour. You take those same 24 hours times 1919, and your labor for that job costs you $460. Think about that. That's a $303 difference on labor, which is about 29% less in labor in Boise than it is in New York City. Okay. Now let's take the same job and you add $300 for paint. Let's just say the paint is $300 in both locations. This job in New York City is costing me $1,063 to do it. You add the $300 in material, you add $763 in labor, you get $1,063 over here. Same job, $300 in material, but less labor. It's costing me $760 to do the job in Boise. Now, here's the 50%. You take those costs of goods sold to produce the job, multiply it by two. Okay, when you multiply by two, you are now selling, you are priced at a 50% gross profit. So over here in New York City, 1063 times two, you're selling this job for $2,126. Over here in Boise, you multiply 760 times two, you're selling the job for $1,520. That's $606 less to produce the job here, or you're selling the job here in Boise than you are in New York City because things cost different based on where you live. So what's important here, you guys, is that 50% gross profit is location neutral. All right. I'm not telling the guy in Boise to go sell this job here that is a 50% at $1,500 and something and change for $2,200. All right. This is why it's important to understand what your costs are. So no more of this BS about you can't get 50% in my area. Both these jobs were priced at a 50% gross profit. It just depends on what it costs you to produce the job. And you got to hit those man hours and it's game on. So the real reason that you are not selling your jobs at a 50% gross profit is you. You're the reason. It's not who's in the White House. All right. It's not the illegal competitors. It's not your competitors that don't know their numbers. It's none of those things. It's simply the fact that you do not have the tools and the training that it takes to get your mind right and get your math right so that you can sell these projects for an amount that is going to serve you and your family, put more money in your pocket, and keep you from racing to the bottom like everybody else in the industry. So here's my ask of you guys. Short and sweet today. Go to thecontractorfight.com/50. We have a tool there for you. It's totally free. Grab it and start inputting your costs into the sheet of what it's going to cost you to produce the project. And when you do that, okay, there's going to be a multiplier thing there where you get to put in your multiplier and you can sell it with whatever gross profit you want to sell it at. But it's math. It will tell you the truth. Then your job is to produce the project in the man hours that you budgeted and the material costs that you budgeted by good management of your projects so that on the back end, when the job is done, you're walking away with at least 50% gross profit, which, guys, to simplify, 50% gross profit is half of what you sold the job for. All right. I know this is going to help you if you implement it. Grab the sheet now at thecontractorfight.com/50. Share this with another contractor. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.